This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Sports, I'm Mike Reeves. The Timberwolves needed a win Thursday at home to stay alive in their series against the Nuggets. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh has the report.
The Timberwolves staved off elimination against the defending champion Nuggets with a 115-70 win in Game 6. Minnesota coach Chris Finch.
There was two responses. You know, there was a response to the last three games. But the most important response was when we got down 9-2. You know, and we did a really good job of focusing and coming back with the right energy.
Anthony Edwards led the charge with 27 points. Jaden McDaniels added 21 points for Minnesota, which overcame a 7-point first quarter deficit to lead the rest of the way and by as many as 50. Nikola Jokic finished with 22 points on 9 of 19 shooting and 9 rebounds. Game 7 is Sunday in Denver.
NHL, the Rangers were in Carolina trying to close out their series against the Hurricanes. Correspondent Dennis Cox was there and has this report.
New York Rangers forward Chris Kreider scored a natural hat trick in the third period as the Rangers scored 4 goals in the final frame, beating the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 and winning the series 4-2, advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. Rangers captain Jacob Trouba spoke of the team's mentality going into the third.
We wanted to end this thing tonight after letting them slip away in New York, so I think that was the focus, and we knew we had one more period to get it done.
Trailing 3-1 entering the third period, Kreider scored 3 straight goals to give the Rangers a 4-3 lead with 4:19 to play. Barclay Goodrow would add an empty netter in the final minute to seal the win for the Rangers. New York will face the winner of the Boston Bruins-Florida Panthers series in the Eastern Conference Finals.
In the Western Conference, the Oilers were in Vancouver taking on the Canucks, with that series tied at 2 games apiece. AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
JT Miller scored with 32.6 seconds remaining to give the Canucks a 3-2 win over the Oilers and a 3-2 series lead. The puck glanced off the skate of teammate Elias Pettersson in the crease and right to Miller, who stuffed it past Calvin Pickard.
I was kind of open for a split second early. I'm kind of glad that Lenny didn't force it there because McDavid was ready to go the other way, and it's one of the ones where we got a nice bounce.
Vancouver tied it twice before prevailing. Carson Soucy and Philip DiGiuseppe had unassisted goals for the Canucks, who killed off Edmonton's 5 power plays. Artur Seelov stopped 21 shots and was perfect after Evander Kane and Matthias Janmark beat him in the first period. Game 6 is Saturday in Edmonton.
Coming up, the story from the first day at the PGA Championship. Major League Baseball had just 6 games on the schedule, and Caitlin Clark made her home debut in the WNBA. Day 1 of the PGA Championship was a record-setting day. Correspondent Graham Agars has more.
Xander Schauffele posted a tournament record 62 to take the first round lead of the PGA Championship. His stunning bogey-free run featured 9 birdies and put him 3 clear of Sahith Tagala and Tony Finau.
It's a great start to a big tournament. One I'm always going to take, and it's just Thursday. About it.
Rory McIlroy, who beat Schauffele just last week, also started strongly and is just 4 back at 5-under after a 66. Defending champion Brooks Koepka finished strongly for a 4-under 67, and the world number one Scotty Scheffler making an eagle 2 at the very first hole on his way to an opening round 67.
Major League Baseball, the Yankees continued to get great pitching, and they won at Minnesota. Here's Dave Ferry.
The Yankees completed a 3-game sweep by blanking the Twins for the second straight day, this time 5-0. Clark Schmidt went a career-high 8 innings, allowing 3 hits and no walks while striking out 8.
Feels really good. I think it's been a heavy talking point from just like the outside, and so I felt like to be able to go out there and do that was definitely felt really good.
New York didn't allow a run after the first inning of the opener. Anthony Volpe led off the game with a homer to spark the Yankees' 3-run first. Gleyber Torres doubled twice and had an RBI. Anthony Rizzo, Austin Wells, and Alex Verdugo also drove in runs to help the Yankees win for the 11th time in 14 games. Losing pitcher Joe Ryan gave up four runs over five and a third.
The Mets outscored the Phillies 6-5 in 11 innings. Pete Alonso homered, while Harrison Bader came off the bench to go 2-for-2 with two RBIs, and says that the Mets needed this win after losing five of their last six, including three straight against the Phillies.
In learning from these games and learning within a game what kind of sways that momentum, I think we did a really good job of swaying it back in our favor on all sides of the baseball when we needed it. So it's a big win for us for a lot of reasons, obviously that check mark, but how we went about it, I think, was big for us moving forward.
The rest of the Major League Baseball scores: the Rays won at Boston 7-5. The Pirates edged the Cubs 5-4 at Wrigley. Houston beat Oakland 8-1. And the Reds won at Los Angeles against the Dodgers 7-2. WNBA, Caitlin Clark's home debut did not go well. Here's correspondent Tom McCabe.
A far superior New York team spoiled Caitlin Clark's WNBA regular season home debut for the Indiana Fever. The Liberty improved to 2-0, winning 102-66 and outscoring Indiana 35-10 in the final period. Liberty forward Brianna Stewart had 31 points in front of a sold-out crowd.
People want to be a part of this, and the thing now is to continue to sustain it, continue to take the momentum that we have and turn it into something even more of a movement, and just show the people who aren't watching that you're missing out.
As for Caitlin Clark, the WNBA's top draft pick finished with 9 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists. The Fever are now 0-2.
I'm Mike Reeves, AP Sports.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.